Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet and said, "Surely a bloody husband art thou to me." So he let him go. Then she said, "A bloody husband thou art because of the circumcision." And thus said Shimei when he cursed, come out, thou bloody man, and thou man of Belial. The Lord hath returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned. And the Lord hath delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom thy son. And behold, thou art taken in thy mischief, because thou art a bloody man." Then there was a famine in the days of David 3 years, year after year. And David inquired of the Lord. And the Lord answered, "It is for Saul and for his bloody house, because he slew the Gibeonites. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloody men. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. Make a chain, for the land is full of bloody crimes, and the city is full of violence. Now, thou son of man, wilt thou judge the bloody city? Yea, thou shalt show her all her abominations. Wherefore thus saith the Lord God, woe to the bloody city, to the pot whose scum is therein, and whose scum is not gone out of it. Bring it out piece by piece. Let no lot fall upon it. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, woe to the bloody city, I will even make the pile for fire great. Woe to the bloody city, it is all full of lies and robbery, the prey departeth not. And it came to pass that the father Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed, and laid his hands on him, and healed him.